As the migrant surge at the Mexico border swells to record numbers, DHS Secretary Mayorkas on Tuesday said no one is getting into the United States except unaccompanied children.
The border is closed. We are expelling single adults and families under the Title 42 authority that rests with the Center for Disease Control. We decided as an administration that we will not expel unaccompanied children.
Americans returning from overseas must provide a negative COVID-19 test before being allowed to enter. Del Rio, Texas Mayor Democrat Bruto Lozano tells Fox News this is not the case for immigrants being released into the United States.
Persons entering unlawfully that have no COVID testing, and the Department of Homeland Security was administering those tests, but they've recently called me, Dr. Eastman recently called me and told me that DHS can no longer legally administer those tests.
If you ever bought something on Amazon, the chances are your suppliers are from China. Chinese merchants represent 75% of Amazon's new sellers in January, up 47% from the year before. USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-34-BIBLE. That's 844-34-BIBLE. 844-34-BIBLE.
The friction between the Palestinians and Israelis goes back to the end of World War II in the mid-1940s. The United Nations at that time gave Palestinian land to the Israelis shortly after the Holocaust. Still trying to find peace, John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
State Department spokesman Ned Price was questioned about at least a special envoy for the troubled region to promote the administration's call for a two-state solution.
It would preserve Israel's identity as a Jewish and democratic state. It would fulfill the legitimate aspirations of the Palestinian people for sovereignty and dignity in a state of their own.
Hamas would not be part of that proposal.
Our policy vis-a-vis Hamas is very clear. Hamas is a foreign terrorist organization, and it will be treated as such.
Actor Norman Lloyd of TV St. Elsewhere and the star of Saboteur died Tuesday in Brentwood, California. Mr. Lloyd was 106. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As Hamas and Israel exchange missiles, the consequences have cost lives on both sides. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Violence continues to escalate in Israel as Hamas militants fired rockets at Tel Aviv from Gaza Tuesday, with Israeli defense forces responding with airstrikes. Former U.S. Ambassador to Israel Martin Indyk believes tensions will continue to escalate. He tells CNBC that Israel will do what it feels it needs to in order to get Hamas to stop firing rockets at Israeli cities.
The Israelis are seeking now to re-establish the deterrence that they had that lasted for about 6 years and prevented these rocket attacks, for the most part, from landing on Israeli cities. And they won't be content to call this off until they've inflicted enough pain on Hamas to get them to stop that rocket fire. Hamas, on the other hand, is going to respond by attacking Israeli cities indiscriminately with these rockets to try to show that they will not be deterred by Israel and to champion the Palestinian cause.
The fighting stems from Palestinian grievances over what they see as years of efforts by Israel to push them out of Jerusalem, also a pending court decision on evictions in the area. After nearly 5 years in space, OSIRIS-REx mission is heading to Earth with a sample of rocks and dust from Bennu, a 4.5 billion-year-old asteroid that has been in an orbit that brings it near Earth for the past 1.75 million years. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.